What fruits are we putting out there? What are we putting out there? Proverbs 10:22, we say this on every Sunday. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he has no sorrow with it. I see, I've seen people, millionaires, billionaires, I've seen them personally, I've seen them, and they got sorrow. Because they missing the one key factor that they need. Jesus. Jesus. I must watch over the words that are coming forth from my mouth. Know how to use them. One scripture that I got a hold of and confess in a good bit is those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. I am a son of God that is led by the Spirit of God. That's Romans chapter 8, verse 14. When we go out amongst the world, we must be ready and filled with the Word of God, ready to help those in need of a Savior or need of healing or whatever they may be needing. Jesus sent them forth, and he has sent us also to share the good news. The Word changes lives. Praise God, it changed. Woo! The Word changes lives. I said the Word changes lives and situations for us who believe. Make sure we're always walking in love, continuing to always be quick to forgive and quit the backbiting and speaking ill against our brothers and sisters. I think after hearing and reading the book, Love, the Way to Victory, we all have had a chance to make an adjustment in our own lives. Praise God, I'm telling you, I know I have, I really have. He's saying continue to make them, I'm sorry. He said, we all have had a chance to make adjustments in our own life. Praise God, I know I have. And I'm writing this as I'm talking to you, as I'm writing this. And he says, and continue to make them till you conquer it, and it does not conquer you. I am no longer a slave to sin, but I am a child of God. That's who I am. I'm no longer condemned, but I am free. And who the Son set free shall be free indeed. And I am free. If I miss it, I repent and I go on. I'm not walling around in condemnation. I'm not walling around in guilt and shame. I missed it. That's why Jesus died on the cross. Ain't no need me hanging him back up there because it's finished. It's finished. Praise God. Hebrews 12:1-2. He said, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a greater cloud of witnesses, let us throw off every encumbrance and the sin. One translation said every weight and the sin that so easily entangles us. You know, you look at a ball of yarn, how that thing, if you want to get to the heart of it, you got to unwind all that stuff. And that's what he said here. That sin that so easily does what? Entangles us. It's trying to hold you back, to keep you from going and doing and saying what you need to be doing. Rightly dividing the word of truth. See, those things will come at you. And when they come at you, they get your mind to thinking off of the things of what God has already said and promised you. Off of the things what God has called you to do and go. That's what it does. But thanks be to God, the greater one is on the inside of us. Hallelujah. It says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning his shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Glory to God. Romans 13:12, I'm finishing up. Romans 13:12 says, the night is nearly over. The day has drawn near. So let us lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. 1 Corinthians 9:24, this is my last scripture. Do you know that in a race, all runners run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way as to take the prize. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's all I have. Praise God. I pray that this word was a blessing to you. Glory to God. It increases your faith and your love walk with others, and especially, like I said, in your house and on your job. And I declare in the decree of your life tonight, everything you put your hand to do will prosper. I'm telling you, walking in the will of God, having the favor of God surround you like a shield. Amen.